So a military man had been reunited with his family during the State of the Union speech, and the video was edited to make it look like Nancy Pelosi had ripped up her speech just as that man was reunited with his family. So even though those events in the real time happened hour apart or more, the edit made it look like they were happening simultaneously. That's the cheapness of it, is that that's a super easy edit. You know, you take a little bit of video and you put it next to other video. You're creating a narrative that's misleading. And I think of fake as being intentionally misleading, right? People know that they're creating a fake narrative. The platforms, Facebook and Twitter and groups like that, have mostly washed their hands of this. They're not willing to have a strong role. And a lot of this ends up being amateur detectives who, if something looks too good to be true or looks like that can't possibly be true, they'll go back and find the original and do side-by-side comparisons themselves. But at this point, we're entirely too dependent, I think, on kind of amateur sleuths in the media environment to try to determine what's fake or what's not fake. The environment that I think people are trying to create very purposely is one where truth doesn't matter anymore. You don't have to create a believable piece of information that's fake. What you have to do is muddy the entire information environment so much that people give up, basically. They give up trying to discern what's real or fake, and so they depend on other more primitive mechanisms and heuristics to determine what they believe. And those are based in identity and emotion, much more so than they are in kind of a rational argument or deep assessment of the facts as they stand.